many of you may know my story. I've been blessed since I graduated law school. 9 months out of law school, was a millionaire, got involved in the internet, legal research online. My first exit was $3.4 billion in 1995 in my 20s. And through a great journey, I lost everything in my 30s, over $100 million. And that's where my journey really started to understand wealth. I thought I was wealthy, but I wasn't. I was rich. And there's a big difference. And I thought I understood giving. I gave millions of dollars away, and I still do. But I'm more focused in on understanding the infinite loop of wealth, the infinite loop of giving. You see, most people believe, and raise your hand if you believe this, that the more you give, the more you receive. Everybody always raises their hand, but I think we get fooled into thinking that it's just about giving and therefore I will receive. There's a lot of intention. In other words, intention means I got to do things, say things, believe things, think things, and feel things. That's intention. It's not just putting up your John Assaroff vision board from The Secret, staring at the house you want, sitting high on your mom's couch, broke and sick, and all of a sudden someone gives you that house. Could happen if you vibrate really high and really fast. It could happen, but it's most likely not going to happen because we live in the human construct of time. We live and share only one thing as human beings in our human experience. That's 24 hours. That's the only dependent variable that we all share. We all share 24 hours a day. If I tell you all to meet me out in the corridor at 2 o'clock today, Nick, is that what time I'm going to be out there to meet questions? Yeah. So if I tell all of you, meet me out there at 2 o'clock, I will do more Q&A for you. I will help you make introductions for you, whatever you need. You all that want to be there at 2 o'clock will be there at the same time because you're guaranteed 24 hours a day in your human experience. So within this man-made trade negotiation of time comes this misnomer, this miscommunication that, oh, I'm just supposed to give. And then everything's going to come to me. Well, eventually it may, but not in this human lifetime. And so what I want to do before we take some questions and answers is change your perspective of giving, because I just left my mom who's in hospice. And I'm going to try to say this without crying. My mom is my hero. I grew up single mom, 6 kids, 5 boys and a girl. She worked as a second grade teacher. She packed my dinner in a paper bag. Sometimes we were on food stamps, which by the way, sometimes she'd take the food stamps and still buy pencils with my food stamps for her second grade class because they didn't have enough money either. And then she'd work a second job filling up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards just so we could eat. But today, all 5 of my siblings and I are extremely passionate, purposeful, and profitable in what we do. My siblings are much better students than I. They went to Harvard, Penn, Columbia, graduated summa cum laude. She is an extraordinary woman, but she told me from a very young age, son, you are here to be of service and value. I have named you David Meltzer. That name means beloved servant, and you're going to fulfill the name I gave you. And so I gave and I gave and I gave, and I started to realize, why is it all the beautiful people like my mom have nothing? Financially, especially. Why is that? Why do our United States veterans who give their lives for us in our freedom, why do they don't have anything? Our teachers. Why is it our first responders aren't flourished with private jets? Why is it Grant Cardone and not my mom? It's interesting. Because they don't understand wealth and intention. So I studied and continue to study giving. And what I found in all religious texts, philosophical texts, theoretical texts, and spiritual texts, the more you give, the more you're given, not receive. The more you give, the more you're given. The thing is, most people, when they're given, they think they're punished. Because they think they actually have some capacity to know or understand how an outcome today is going to impact my future. I'm going to repeat that. You are fooling yourself if you think you understand how an outcome today can impact your future. Not to say when I lost everything, over $100 million, went bankrupt, had to walk up to my mom's house, tell her I was bankrupt, tell her not only was I bankrupt, but I lost her house. The only thing I wanted to do with being rich was to take care of my mom. Now she had to move. And I remember telling my mom at that time, because I didn't understand the more I give, the more I'm given, that I was given the biggest blessing in my life to reset my life, to reset my mindset, my heart set, and my handset. And when I told my mom in tears, I'm so sorry, I don't know why I'm being punished. And she looked at me and said, you're not being punished. I said, Mom, I don't believe in God. Why would he do this to me? And she said, oh, son, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God. I was given more that day than any other day of my life because I started to realize it was my gratitude and forgiveness that would allow me to elevate my awareness to all that I was given, that I had to be intentional to see it as promotion, protection, love, and perfection of me, even though there's no way with my human capacity I could have realized, wow, I lost everything, including my mom's house. I am so blessed. Thank you, God, for giving me this. But here I am 18 years later, thanking God for giving me that day. And so I want you, thank you. I want you to think about all that you're given. And now in that infinite loop of wealth, we give more and we're given more. Now here's where most people fall down that do, like my mom, understand the universe, the infinite loop, and God, is that they always are looking to all that they're given. That's why they are first responders and teachers and moms of six and all the things that we see these beautiful, wonderful, generous people in the world doing. Here's the irony. Most of those people that know what they're given don't feel worthy of receiving it. A lot of people who give a lot, they feel worthy of receiving it, but yet they feel punished all the time, not protected, promoted, loved, and perfected by something bigger than them that loves them more than their mom. So most people have a problem receiving. Anyone here have a problem receiving? Raise your hand if you feel good when you give. Who here wants to make people feel good? So why aren't you receiving? Exactly. We are not programmed to receive. We immediately, because most people think they live in a zero-sum game, that if they are taking, someone else is going to be left out. Just in the aspect of giving, if you give more and you receive less than you give, where are you going to end up? Where are you going to end up? Think about the math. If I give you 100 and you take less than 100, where are you going to end up eventually if you keep giving 100 and taking less? Broke. Zero. But what if you have faith, like I do now, thanks to all that I've been given? Something bigger than me. I don't care what you believe or call it. Something bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that loves you, protects you, promotes you, perfects you, that has more than enough of everything for everyone. So you give more, you're given more, and now you feel good about what? Receiving more. And I started stopping thinking about that, going, that's it. That's the infinite loop. I give more, I'm given more, and I receive more. But then I realized there's one last act of intentional faith. And I do believe it's faith. What is faith? Faith is not only believing when there's no evidence to prove, but faith to me, as I state, because human beings can't understand outcomes or consequences or results when they occur. You can't tell how it impacts you. Real faith is believing in something that's contrary to what you think, like losing everything. That's real faith. And so one of the things that's contrary to human nature beyond receiving is asking. That's the true act of faith, in my opinion. When somebody not only gives everything they have the perspective with gratitude and forgiveness to elevate their awareness to all that they're given, even when others and themselves think they're being punished, but can receive all that they're given. But even more, at that point, ask for more. Those people that ask understand that there's more than enough of everything for everyone. They have true faith. There's something bigger than them, an omniscient, all-powerful source, whatever you define it as, that protects, loves, and promotes and perfects you. So if I walk by this table and they had 100 meals stacked up, I would have no problem asking for one. That's the picture I put in my mind no matter what I want. I picture a table with a bunch of Ferraris on it, a bunch of private jets on it, a bunch of money on it, a bunch of whatever it is I want. And that gives me the perspective of what truly exists. More than enough of everything for everyone. So if I take one, there'll still be more than enough. It's not a negotiation, a trade. It's not a matter of a zero-sum game. And here's the math before I take questions. One, give more. When you think you've given enough, give more. When you feel punished, Utilize gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lesson in what you're given. And use forgiveness to give you ease for the mistakes that you made. Because I'll promise you, because no one here has made as many mistakes as I have, it's not the mistakes that are going to stop you from where you want to be or better. It's the lack of commitment. It's the lack of faith. It's not the mistakes. Trust me, look at all the passionate, purposeful, profitable people on earth. They made a shitload of mistakes, but they don't lack commitment. They don't lack faith. So you give more, you're given more, you're worthy of receiving more, and then ask for more than more. So you can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, ask for more than more than more. You see where I'm going to end up when I'm 81? When I'm lying there at 81, I'm going to have more than enough of everything for everyone. Without cheating anybody, not myself or anybody else in the world, because I'm going to be able to continue the infinite loop of abundance, of wealth. And that's why I take my time to be here. That's why Aspire, to me, is inspiring people in the right way to empower you, to empower other people's, not just motivating you with amazing talent. You know, I ran the most notable sports agency in the world. I know how exciting it is to see Dom, to see Joe Montana, to see David Goggins. But what we're here to do, what I'm here to do, is to empower you to take that home and live in the infinite loop of abundance. Give more, be given more, receive more, and ask for more than more. Please join me on that mission to empower over a billion people to create a collective consciousness of people with more than enough of everyone by making them happy. And if you do that, you'll make me happy. All right, we got plenty of time for Q&A. Thank you very much. All right, first question. Okay, I got a, oh, right here in the front. We always make these guys run. This is why they're in such good shape. Introduce yourself.
I just wanted to, see what's your morning routine look like?
Great question. What's my morning routine? So I'm a time freak. Time is my love language. My morning starts at night. And so I've had a sleep coach for almost 18 years now. So I have an unwinding routine is how my morning starts. I put myself in a position to recover and to access information while I sleep. So I have an unwinding routine to put myself mentally, spiritually, physically in a position to recover, because those athletes that recover the best perform the best the next day. Those people that have information, and the best way to access information is actually in your sleep, and then use some sort of meditation to transcend that information so that you're plateauing and growing. You see, I know most of you are done eating. Most people live their lives without a morning routine or an unwinding routine. So they live their lives like tubes, right? Food in, food out. That's their entire life. One of the most critical things in a morning routine is unwinding and positioning yourself to plateau and grow. And then I also utilize non-negotiable and negotiable time. And I have non-time and scheduled time. So I understand time. This is what I coach a lot of people on, in being productive, accessible, and gracious. I beat people with time. I know the infinite time and the 24 hours you're given. So take, for example, 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. Most people don't think that they need to be intentional 7 days a week or even every week. They go off the grid. I disagree in physics and energy. So for me, one of the critical components of my routine is to make sure that I'm spending a minimum amount of that 24 hours on non-negotiable behavior. Non-negotiable behavior is behavior that is non-circumstantial. So if you have behavior creates progress, behavior aligned with where you want to be or be better is good behavior. Behavior that is interfering with where you want to be or better is bad behavior. Your good behavior could be my bad behavior. It just depends on where we want to be. And so I divide time into what I'm committed to do with faith every single day, 7 days a week, non-negotiable of the circumstances, flights, flat tires, calls, in-laws, hospital, whatever it is, non-negotiable every day, I'm getting a minimum of 7 hours of sleep. My number one non-negotiable. Two, minimum of time with my family, either in person on the phone via email or text. Minimum of time on finance. Minimum amount of time on studying time. Minimum amount of time studying faith. Minimum amount of time also in relativity, meaning having a patch of people, things, issues that are relative. So I am specifically spending non-negotiable time, time that's non-circumstantial. So if you take 7 hours of sleep and about 3 hours of other activities that I do 7 days a week, every day, whether I'm in Egypt, Tulum, Europe, Philippines, wherever I am, I travel 200 days a year speaking around the world, 10 hours of my day is non-negotiable. And then for 14 hours of awake time, I get to do whatever the F I want with who I want, when I want, for as long as I want. And it's all circumstantial. So I just need to know how to prioritize what's important to me. And that's the most effective routines that I found and helped to implement with many people in non-negotiable, negotiable time. We can get into scheduled time and non-time later. But I believe if you don't understand time, then you're wasting your time. Awesome. Yes, sir.
You said at one point you lost everything. What was your strategy to get back on track?
That's a great question. So I lost over $100 million. And so my strategy was to ask for help. That's it. My strategy was realizing the fastest way to get to where I wanted to be was find someone that was sitting in the situation I wanted to be in and ask for help. And it wasn't just the five people I surrounded myself with or the aggregate of what my bank account was going to be with. That's, to me, bullshit. Because I want to spend the majority of my time with my family and my friends. And most of them can't piss in a pot, right? Like, literally. So what I did is I went and found people like Mr. Nguyen. And I went to an MGM gala for charity. And I was intentional of going up to Mr. Nguyen and say, Mr. Nguyen, I have a problem with my relationship with money. I like your relationship with money. Can I get your cell phone and be able to ask you questions as I'm rebuilding my empire? Does that sound fair? And within 2 seconds, he gave me it. And if he said no, I had somebody else on my list. And I still have people on my list every day. Because the two ways to get to where you want to be or better, especially financially, is to, number one, find people financially that are already where you want to be and play on their team. No better way to make money than make money for someone super rich. No better way to make money than to help somebody that's super rich. Someone who already sits in the situation I want to be in. And then the second way is to help someone else get to where they want to be. Know your who. And I promise you, you'll get to where you want to be. Things will aggregate in your life, accelerate in your life, and you'll get exponential results. People ask me all the time, dude, you got a law degree, a business degree, went to really good schools, graduated top of your class, had great jobs, have amazing connections. I know you were a sports agent. I know athletes lose all their money. How the hell did you lose that much money? I'll tell you, you're either humble or you're about to be. I didn't ask for help. I thought I knew better than Mr. Nguyen. I thought I knew better than Lee Steinberg. I thought I knew better than Warren Moon. I thought I knew better than all these guys because I was educated and I made over $100 million and I'd raised 100. I knew everything. You're either humble or you're about to be. And so when I lived in that humility and still do, I have a list every day. I know what team I want to play on, but I also know what position on that team I want to play. I can't be the captain on every team. I can't be a starter on every team. But I know those teams and the energy and frequency of those teams and where I want to be or better of what I can do to provide service or value or ask for it. I'm very intentional about it. And it, by the way, with that strategy, it took me 2 weeks to make my first $1 million. 2 weeks. And I never had met Mr. Nguyen before. Great question. All right, next question right here from Germany. All the way, my farthest guest.
What is the most, Barbara Hasanik, what is the most favorite part of what you do?
I love that. Yes. My favorite thing about what I do is the ability to do anything I want to do every day. I have the ability to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, for as long as I want. And the reason is because I've learned to enjoy what people don't like or love or what I don't like or love. I've learned to enjoy it in a consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of my potential. Not what you want, not what's missing, not what I don't have, but what I want. I know what I want every single day, who I can help and who can help me, how best to use time to get it done, and I know how to prioritize my now. Because 100% of the things I do now and next get done. So I'm much more efficient, effective, statistically successful because I always know what's important to me. And I'm already making it a common denominator in my life because I know it's non-negotiable. So I know at least 10 hours of my day is going to be on the most important things to me, my health. Because if you're healthy, you get as many wishes as you want. If you're unhealthy, you only get one wish. My family, my finance, my faith, the relativity of all that's around me according to the circumstances of day, I make them non-circumstantial. But I am and always a prioritizer. If you prioritize, you'll take care of the two biggest things that hold entrepreneurs back: feeling overwhelmed and procrastination. It is impossible to feel overwhelmed or procrastinate if you know how to prioritize. If you know what to do now and next, you cannot procrastinate. You cannot feel overwhelmed. You're just doing shit all day long that you enjoy, even if you don't like or love it. And I promise you one thing that I learned from Bob Parsons, another one of my mentors who exited GoDaddy for $4.2 billion himself. He said, Dave, if you can learn to love what you don't like or love, if you can learn what other people don't like or love and do it every day without quitting, life will tell you all its secrets. Life becomes easy. It's the cheat codes. Gets rid of the dis-easy. When life's easy, that makes you understand you're connected to what? The easy. See, I shifted the paradigm in my life. I only try to identify what puts me at dis-ease. I'm already at ease. I'm connected to something way bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source. I'm just interfering with it. So I wake up every morning and say, I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And the fastest way to understand what you're doing to interfere with it is the instant and obvious thing that most people don't focus in on and aren't intentional about. They're not using the mathematical equation of luck, right? Attention plus intention equals coincidence, coinciding, consequences, results, outcomes. So I pay attention to what? How I react to fear. I got so much trauma, not just from this life, but past lives. I could spend years in therapy, millions of dollars paying for that shit, what I'm afraid of, all the trauma. Instead, I switched my paradigm and said, how do I react to fear? Do I have a need to be right? Do I have a need to be offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful? When you're pissed off, who here knows it? Who knows it first? Yeah, you do. It's instant and obvious. Why are you wasting your time trying to figure out what pissed you off instead of how do I get back to center? How do I dissipate, dissolve, shorten the distance of resistance between me and my source? I'm blessed with more energy than I know what to do with. What am I doing to interfere with it? How you react to fear is what you're doing to interfere with it. Look for the clues, the patterns. You'll make better choices, especially if you know your what, your who, your how, your now, and apply your why instead of searching for it. You're not searching for some meaning in life. You're searching to feel alive. And we feel alive when we're in spirit, inspired. We feel alive when we're applying our why. And that's not going to happen unless you know how to use today, the 24 hours you're given. And if anybody, you have that book, if anybody wants 5 daily practices, email me directly. I have all these guides and exercises for free. This is part of my mission. So just email me, David@dmeltzer.com.